Finally today, we meet Maklit Hedero. She's a singer and songwriter who was born in Ethiopia, but she lives and works here in the United States, in San Francisco. We'll hear some of her music in a moment. First, though, there's something else I want to tell you about Maklit Hedero. She's also a self-described Ethiopian cultural activist and the leader of the Arba Minch Collective. That's a group of multidisciplinary artists from the Ethiopian diaspora who now live in North America. Hedero says her activism is about more than just music.
There's been a hugely growing population of young Ethiopian Americans growing up in this country. And what I've found is that there's a real maturation of what that voice is and what that experience is through artists all across North America. And what I'm trying to do through my cultural activism is to help that voice to find an outlet, but also to help that voice stay connected to what's going on in Ethiopia.
I'd like our listeners to hear a track from the album, your album On a Day Like This. This is a track called Leaving Soon.
He strung the guitar light, but where he struck my back, 'cause he's shy sometimes. I ask him to dance, but oh, he won't dance. No, he don't know he's a beautiful. Oh. He pulled back the veil and showed the color of his heart is blue, so blue, so blue. But yes, I know you're leaving soon. Oh, well, baby, no, don't come so close. You're leaving, leaving soon. Baby, no, don't come so close. You're leaving, leaving soon.
This is a great tune, but I'm wondering, do a lot of Ethiopians in the diaspora who come to the United States listen to music like this? I thought they were mostly, you know, still listening to like Teddy Afro or, you know, if you go way back to, you know, the Ethiopian jazz scene and rhythm and blues scene from the 60s.
I think there's a real eclectic taste going on. I would say that, you know, when I, for example, last week I played a show at the Ethiopian Arts Forum. And, you know, when I play a song in Amharic, everybody, you feel a rise in the room because people like to see themselves reflected and they're really happy when they see young people from the diaspora staying really in touch with what Ethiopian culture is. But at the same time, I find that young people in the diaspora have an enormously eclectic taste, you know, for whom hip hop is their main music. So the same way that there's a huge diversity of experience within the diaspora, there's just a huge diversity of love of music. And I have to say, people in the diaspora are enormously supportive. It's so wonderful. Every single time that I have any sort of news that comes out related to what work I'm doing, I just get outpourings of emails from folks who are just like, we're proud of you, we're proud of you. It's very sweet.
I've got good reason to be proud of you. most of the songs on A Day Like This, you composed. There's one that is a traditional Ethiopian song. But I guess I'm wondering, how does your cultural activism translate into this album? Or did you kind of set it aside to just make cool music?
Well, I think, you know, what I was trying to do with this album was really encapsulate the years that I spent in San Francisco. My cultural activism, I would say, has been really maturing in an interesting way, especially as I've started to really move forward with the work with the Arba Minch Collective. And the trip itself to Ethiopia that we took in December was a hugely impactful experience, and it just really committed me to spending far more time in Africa.
So a lot of Ethiopians, as you say, in the diaspora, are quite stoked by your CD On a Day Like This. And also what's fascinating is that it's accessible to anyone who has not been steeped in Ethiopian culture or even exposed to it. You sound like what a lot of the press has said about you, Joni Mitchell meeting Nina Simone, two North American icons. Does this dual personality get confusing? You know, is it hard to occupy these two worlds for you?
I would say less and less difficult. Personally, it feels really natural. At some point, you just accept that that's how your life is and that's how your consciousness is. That's just what I am, and so that's what comes out in my work.
Singer-songwriter Maklit Hedero speaking with us from KQED in San Francisco. Her new CD is On a Day Like This. Maklit, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's our program today. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend. Lager bezeggen.